Well, good morning and welcome to St. Luke's. Today's Advent Sunday. It's also our fifth Sunday of the month, so it's a special intergenerational family service this morning. I hope that you'll all enjoy and enter into the Advent message as we worship together. Will you please stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn, "We Have Come Into His House." The Lord be with you. It's become this morning to light our first candle. Would one of the children like to come and help me light the candle?
We gather in the season of Advent, waiting and watching for the one who comes not in splendor, but in humility. The God of the universe has changed addresses, leaving heaven's throne to dwell among us in a manger. This is grace, not earned, not expected, but freely given. We light the candle of hope, trusting that God, who moved into our neighborhood, who doesn't pretend to be one of us, but really is one of us, brings light to our darkest places.
Right. Emmanuel, God with us.
Jerusalem, Jehovah of the palace. Let your presence fill our longing hearts with hope.
Let us pray together. God of hope, dwell among us, set us upon the foundations of your grace. Let your humble birth remind us that no grace is holy.
Amen.
We remember that the Lord Jesus died to take away our sins. Let us confess our sins to the God who knows us through and through. Holy God, we have disobeyed your commandments, we have resisted your call, we have failed to live by your generous love. We are sorry for all our sins and ask you to forgive us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, who has called us, is faithful and will not remember our sins. Your sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Live by the Spirit's transforming power and forgive as you have been forgiven. Amen. Please be seated. A children's song. As we come to hear God's word, let us pray. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So have our first Bible reading. And would you like... like the microphone? There we go.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. In days to come, the mountain where the temple stands will be the highest one of all, towering above all the hills. Many nations will come streaming to it, and their people will say, "Let us go up the hill of the Lord to the temple of Israel's God. He will teach us what he wants us to do. We will walk in the paths he has chosen." For the Lord's teaching comes from Jerusalem. From Zion, he speaks to his people. He will settle disputes among great nations. They will hammer their swords into plows and their spears into pruning knives. Nations will never again go to war, never prepare for battle again. Now, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light which the Lord gives us. For the word of the Lord.
Before we have our next reading, we will stand and sing a hymn version of one of the Psalms, Psalm 122. And the words, "Rejoice, rejoice, come sing with me." The tune will be familiar, even if the words might not be.
Thank you. We have our next reading. Please be seated.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. You must do this because you know that the time has come for you to wake up from your sleep. For the moment when we will be saved is closer now than it was when we first believed. The night is nearly over, day is almost here. Let us stop doing the things that belong to the dark and let us take up the weapons for fighting in the light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as people who live in the light of day, no orgies or drunkenness, no immorality or indecency, no fighting or jealousy. But take up the weapons of the Lord Jesus Christ and stop paying attention to your sinful nature and satisfying its desires. For the word of the Lord,
thanks be to God.
Thank you. Well, today is Advent Sunday, a new season of a church year. We've started the countdown to Christmas. How many shopping days to Christmas? Is anybody? No, not enough. Okay. Well, we've lit our first candle on our Advent wreath. I'm sure you've seen Christmas things in all the shops that you go into. I heard the first Christmas song played on the 96.5 radio station, I think last Wednesday, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Well, so what is Advent all about? Well, for many of our neighbours, if you actually ask them, we asked the streets and said, do you know it's Advent or Happy Advent Sunday? They'll look at you a bit strangely. The only time they've probably heard of Advent maybe is if they've got an Advent calendar counting down the days to Christmas, with maybe a gift, a chocolate or a posh coffee pod, or I think Brian's one has tots of whiskey in it, or he wishes. And we're counting down, what we're counting down to, well, if you ask the people in the street, they may be possibly aware that it's a Christian festival of Christmas, celebrating the incarnation. But what is Advent all about? It's more than just a countdown. Advent means coming. It's a season of a church's year when we reflect on the promises of Jesus' coming. We reflect on how Jesus' incarnation, his birth, marked the start of God doing something about the world. And in the fullness of time, we reflect on the fact that the whole measure of the kingdom will be revealed when Jesus comes a second time. So it's a time of preparation, of waiting, of watching, not just for Christmas Day, but also for when we will give thanks that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. It's also watching and waiting for the day when Christ will come in glory. And the readings that we had draw us to those ideas. We're not yet having the prequel to the Christian story. No John the Baptist, no Mary. They come in weeks to come. In fact, we don't actually have any of the Christmas prequel story until the fourth Sunday of Advent, when we are told that an angel comes to Mary and tells her she's pregnant. But it wasn't Joseph. Our readings are telling us, remind us that God has done great things in the past. God sent his word to do something amazing, and God will do even greater things in the future. So our reading from the prophet Isaiah, written some 700 years before the birth of Jesus, when Jerusalem was being threatened by the mighty Assyrian army. But the prophet tells of a time when God will do marvelous things, bring an end to divisions and conflicts that they were experiencing. There will become a time, says Isaiah, when they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. It's not yet, it's in the future, but there are glimpses of this in the present. And in the story of the Israelites, there were times when God was very close to them and amazing things happened, like the Exodus, and there were times when things didn't go so badly, so they could hold on to the good and look forward to the even better. And then St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us that salvation is nearer to us than when we first became believers. Paul tells us that we have been saved because of what Jesus did, but we won't understand it fully until the end of time. So we are living in some way between the coming of Jesus as a baby and the coming of Jesus in the end of time. And it's knowing about both of those that keeps us going in the present with all its struggles. And so the Advent message is that we are watching and waiting. And as we watch and wait, we have things to do. We don't just wait passively to see what will happen. We are called to tell others about Jesus, about what he stood for, about justice, peace, love, and joy. And so in church, in Advent, we light candles on the Advent wreath. The first four that we will light week by week will remind us of all those in the past who've shared the light of this message, the light that is the message of God to save all creation. We remember the men and women of old who first heard God's promises, the prophets who told the people of God's messages, of John and Mary, who in their own way prepared the way for the coming of Jesus. And then in the middle, on Christmas Day, we will light the white candle, representing the light of Christ coming into the world to share God's message of hope, joy, love, and peace. And our Advent message is that as we watch and wait, as we reflect on the past and look forward with hope to the present, we are called to share this light that we remember as we light candles, with all those around us. So we've got an activity now, and Jude is going to introduce this activity as we reflect on being the light of Christ.
Loving God, light of the world, we see so many places in our world in need of your warmth and light. We wait in anticipation for your light, which shines in the shadows of our lives.
Dear Lord, we pray for those whose Christmas may not be as wonderful as ours, and those who cannot enjoy time with their family members that live far across the sea. We thank you for filling us with joy and Christmas spirit, and the presents, of course. Amen.
God of light and love, be with all for whom we have prayed this day. May your light be kindled in their hearts. May our love and compassion bring warmth where hope feels faint.
Amen. So would you please stand as you are able? And we remember that we are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. So peace be with you all. How many do we have on Zoom? Four people on Zoom. Peace be with you. So now, as we remain standing, we will prepare to celebrate the Holy Communion, a great sign of God's love to us and God's promise for the future. We're singing our next song, You're the Word of God the Father. The Lord be with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. With all our hearts we praise you, faithful God. In the beginning you called light to shine in darkness. You made living things to grow and flourish, and you created human beings in your image. You chose us in love, guided us by your presence, and blessed us with your holy law. Yet we chose our own sinful ways. We broke your commandments, persecuted your prophets, forgot your wisdom, and time after time refused to answer your call. So you spoke an eternal word in a human voice, in Jesus of Nazareth, Son of Mary, Son of God. He called and people followed, leaving every other loyalty, and set us free to praise your holy name. But hatred and violence shouted Jesus down, betrayed and abandoned and nailed to a cross. He laid down his life for the world he loved and broke the chains of evil and death. Then you turned our sorrow into joy. On the third day, you raised him up to lead your people into life. So we praise you, holy God, with angels and archangels and all your faithful people. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. On the night before he died, Jesus gathered with his friends to share a meal and wash their feet, teaching one more lesson of love. He took bread and blessed you and broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." He took a cup of wine and blessed you and gave it to them. He said, "Take this and drink it. This is my blood, sealing God's promise to forgive your sins. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." As we share these holy gifts, we remember the Lord Jesus, for the love you taught us, the sacrifice you made for us, and the hope you give us. We acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. And now, faithful God, send us your Spirit to feed us with the body and the blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Make us one body in Christ. Send us as your messengers in the world and fill us with your energy, courage, and love. Now to you, most holy God, through Christ your Son and in the Spirit's power, we bring our worship and our songs of praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. So as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray, and we're going to be led in the Lord's Prayer. Let me go.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As this broken bread was once many grains, which have been gathered together and made one bread, so may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. The gifts of God for the people of God. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.